The British government has dealt a major blow to Huawei, banning the Chinese technology giant from its 5G rollout. It's a significant reversal in policy by the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who had agreed earlier this year that the firm play a limited role in the high-speed network. It's also a big win for the US President Donald Trump, who demanded allies shun the firm in a move that's angered China. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
In January, the British government refused to bow to pressure, giving Huawei access to around 35% of the 5G network's rollout. Now comes a complete turnaround. The Digital Secretary, Oliver Dowden, was left to announce the about-face.
Mr. Speaker, we have not taken this decision lightly, and I must be frank about the decision's consequences for every constituency in this country. This will delay our rollout of 5G.
The decision will come at a cost of $4 billion and anger China. But the British government says it can't ignore security concerns.
The best way to secure our networks is for operators to stop using new affected Huawei equipment to build the UK's future 5G networks. So to be clear, from the end of this year, telecoms operators must not buy any 5G equipment from Huawei.
Not only will mobile phone networks have to stop purchasing Huawei equipment, but by 2027, they must have removed the technology altogether. Beijing's loss is a White House gain. President Trump had demanded allies like Britain shun the Chinese firm, and it follows sanctions imposed by Washington. Huawei has denied its links to the Chinese Communist Party, means it poses a security risk. But MPs like Bob Seeley say the government needs to go even further.
There are other concerns as well, and that is that there's no rip-out date for 2, 3 or 4G kit. So there are concerns. We are really grateful that we've got a ban on Huawei in 5G from 2027 and from newly produced kit after next year. But there are still some significant issues.
The American ambassador to the UK, Woody Johnson, described the decision as a win for fair trade and human rights. Labour's Chi Onrua has questioned whether the decision is also linked to the human rights violations by China in Hong Kong and its treatment of the Uyghurs.
And will the government publish the security advice on which today's decision has been taken? What new information the government was given that was not available to them when the initial decisions were made?
The decision will deepen an already widening rift between Britain and China. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.